You're listening to the CRI News. I'm Abhijan Barua. The South Korean President Park Geun-hye has arrived in Beijing for her first state visit to China since taking office in February. During a four-day tour, Park will hold talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping, as well as the Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and top legislator Zhang Dejiang. The discussions will be on bilateral ties and issues of common concern, including the situation on the Korean Peninsula. Besides Beijing, Park will also visit Xi'an, the capital city of Shanxi province in western China. Kevin Rudd has been sworn in as the Australian Prime Minister after his victory in a ruling Labour Party ballot. This is his second time as Labour Prime Minister after he was overthrown by his then-deputy Julia Gillard 3 years ago. Rudd is expected to announce his cabinet lineup in the following days. This comes after some key cabinet members quit following Gillard's loss to him by a 12-vote margin. The Philippines and the US naval forces have begun joint military exercises at the South China Sea. The current military drills, codenamed Cooperation Afloat Readiness and Training, or CARAT, is to be held near China's Hwangyan Island. The Philippine Navy says the exercise isn't related to last year's incident at the island, as this was finalized by both countries as early as 2010. The major objective of the exercise is to enhance the capability of both sides through practical exercises as well as lectures. The Philippines have sent in their BRP Gregorio del Pilar, the country's first Hamilton-class cutter, which is a high-endurance patrol ship converted from a retired US ship in 2011. Chinese police have handed over a suspected drug trafficker to Vietnam as part of an anti-drug cooperation between the two countries. Tang Xiong is a major suspect wanted by Vietnamese police in a drug trafficking case in 2007. He was handed over from Pingxiang City in South China's Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region. China has now handed 5 suspected drug traffickers to Vietnam since 2011 through the Border Liaison Cooperation Mechanism. Israel will build 69 new homes in its controversial East Jerusalem settlement bordering the Palestinian West Bank. The City Planning Commission has also issued building permits for 22 homes in 2 Palestinian-dominated areas. Palestine has denounced the approvals, while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the settlements are a matter for negotiation. The announcement comes ahead of the peace mission to the nation expected to be started today by US Secretary of State John Kerry. The Egyptian president is calling for the formation of an independent commission to amend the country's constitution. In a televised address, Mohamed Morsi says he wants to see all political forces and parties involved in the process. He's also calling for the formation of a commission to deal with national reconciliation. The call comes just days ahead of a planned mass demonstration against his rule. South African President Jacob Zuma has cancelled a trip to Mozambique after visiting former leader Nelson Mandela, who remains critically ill in a Pretoria hospital. The 94-year-old has been there since the 8th of June with a recurring lung infection. Reports out of the country are suggesting that the former president is now on life support. Crowds have begun swelling outside the hospital he's in as well. China's industrial enterprises registered strong profit growth in May, offering an uptick sign for the world's second largest economy. Chinese industrial firms with annual revenues of more than 20 million yuan, that's about $3.2 million, saw profits surge 15.5% year-on-year to reach just over 470 billion yuan last month. The growth rate was faster than that of 9.3% recorded back in April. In the first 5 months this year, the profits rose 12.3% on a yearly basis to just over 2 trillion yuan, compared with a growth of 11.4% seen between January and April. And finally, new data shows that total assets managed by China's National Council for Social Security Fund hit 1 trillion yuan by the end of 2012. The fund's annual earnings rate stood at 7% last year, higher than 0.8% in 2011 and 4.2% in 2010. But it was lower than the average annual earnings rate of 8.3% at the end of last year. And that's the latest from CRI News. This is Abhijan Barua in Beijing.